The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And we have another Class 5A quarterfinal as the Iowa City West Trojans, with a record of 20-3 on the season, are now ready to take on the Waukee Warriors. The winner will advance to the semifinals, where they will take on West Des Moines Valley, that just moments ago moved past Dowling Catholic to advance to the semifinals. Valley, the number two seed. Now we have the 3-6 game. Iowa City West, with, as I mentioned, with a record of 20-3, they get the nod as the 3 seed. Waukee at 18-4. They are the 6th seed. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. And Eric, it's been an interesting road for Iowa City West this season. I talked to their athletic director, Craig Heagle, just a moment ago. And you look at a team in Iowa City West with 3 losses, and all 3 losses came to top 5 seeds in the state tournament. They are as tested as can be. That has to translate onto the court and on a big stage here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, I think it does. Again, you play City High twice in wonderful environments, pressure-packed games. They traveled to Valley. They, I believe, traveled to Cedar Falls. So those are games that prepare you for a game like this tonight. You know, battle-tested, feeling that pressure. Again, it's always a little different at the Well with the bigger arena and the no backgrounds and things, but really watching the first all 4 games today. We got here about halftime of the first game with Indianola winning that one, and again the teams really have really reacted well. It hasn't jumped out at you per se that the shooting's been impacted. Some fairly high scoring ball games here in the 5A tournament.
If you missed it earlier on today, Iowa City High lost a heartbreaker to Cedar Falls, 48-46. I will talk about that a little bit later, but for Iowa City West and Waukee, two similar teams in the sense that they like to stretch the floor with 4 guards. Waukee led by Carly Littlefield, averaging 19.5 points per game. She's a 5'9 senior. And for Iowa City West, Logan Cook, she's 6'1, but she can play out on the wing. She can play down low a little bit. And Rachel Saunders, averaging 13 points per game. Another explosive athlete at the guard position for the Trojans.
I think it certainly starts with those two young women the women of Troy. Rachel Saunders, again, outstanding player as a junior. I think the emotional leader. She's the one that gets a little fired up, pumps the fist a little bit, gets the kids going. But also Logan Cook at 6'1", 6'2". Again, plays both outside and inside. West High needs to get her on track, hopefully early. The other thing, though, is the other kids for West really let the game come to them within the offense, but any one of them can really step up and have a big night. Lawrence Carius, Emma Cook, Kaylin Morgan off the bench, Maddie Hanker, all those kids have had some big games as we've watched them. And so again, I think you're really confident if you're a West High rooter that again they have 6-7 kids, and any one of them could have an outstanding game.
For Iowa City West, it really starts on the defensive end. They've set the tone with their pressure, a man-to-man defense. They like to create turnovers. You talked about Rachel Saunders. She's one of the best in the state at doing so, and that's where it's going to have to start tonight against a Waukee team that really shoots the ball well.
Well, as you mentioned, Waukee, the Carly Littlefield, again, I believe there's a little blurb in the paper today about leading her, leading their program history in scoring, rebounding, assists, steals. And she's like, I think, again, we had her listed as 5'9 and listed as a guard. So again, she can go both inside and outside. And so I think that's going to be a key matchup almost always when we see West, usually man-to-man. So again, it'll be interesting to see what the matchups are, or if they switch matchups. We watched a little bit of the Cedar Rapids Kennedy's boys game last night against Cedar Falls, and we saw Kennedy run about 8 different players to defend A.J. Green for Cedar Falls. And so we'll see if it's defense by committee or if they have the one girl that they're hoping they can put on Littlefield and shut her down.
You bring up an interesting point, because Iowa City West, you talk about depth, and with City High 1-5, they play six, maybe they go seven deep. For Iowa City West, they go nine, possibly 10 deep. When Rachel Saunders takes a seat, Kaylin Morgan comes in, and you don't miss a beat defensively with Kaylin Morgan. Katie McGrain can come off the bench, as can Paige Beckner and Allie Talkin for this West team. So they kind of come at you in waves. Whoever's on the court, you know one thing, they're going to play pressure defense.
Well, they do, and again, that's been a trademark of West High under Coach Mayer. You know, they really get out and defend well, play exceptional man-to-man, and they just play hard. And again, level of competition, though, ratcheted up tonight. So again, sometimes, you know, some of the things you do very successfully against lesser teams are a little harder to do against better teams. You know, we saw almost a tale of two halves in the City High Cedar Falls game. City High really had a good first half. Cedar Falls made some adjustments at halftime, changed defenses, and it really slowed down City High's pace, and City High struggled in the second half. So again, you know, certainly it's players, but certainly it's coaches, and that's where I think West is in good stead with Coach Mayer.
So let's recap the earlier game today, the one you just brought up, 48-46, the Cedar Falls victory over Iowa City High, and you talked about it, a good first half for City High. 30-23 was the halftime score. They had a 7-point lead going in. Ashley Jones had 18 points. And then all of a sudden, Cedar Falls kind of went to a funky defense. They played a little zone. They went to that diamond and one really to try to deny Ashley Jones the basketball. She had 4 second half points. And then in the fourth quarter, a lot of unfortunate events for the Little Hawks took place. You talk about the with 30 seconds left in the game, Ashley Jones drove up the court, laid it up and in, and appeared to get fouled. Instead of a block call, it was a charge call on Ashley Jones. That would have given the Little Hawks a 3-point lead, and then Ashley Jones would have had a free throw. Regardless, they get a stop on the other end. They come back down. Jones gets fouled. She misses both free throws, and then Cedar Falls came back down. Their leading scorer came down, Barney. Yep. Kiana Barney came down, laid it up and in, got fouled, took the lead, and then Ashley Jones turned the ball over with about 1 second remaining, and that was the sealed fate for the Little Hawks.
Well, it's tough. You look at the fourth quarter, and I think City High had 4 turnovers. Yeah, I think only 10 or 11 for the game, and those turnovers came at tough times in the fourth quarter because City High a couple times had opportunities to stretch the lead and didn't. And then there was it was a tough sequence because, to be honest, there have been a couple block charge calls, and to be honest, they'd all gone pretty much City High's way. And I don't know if that impacts an official or not, but, you know, it's odd. We're at kind of one end of the floor, although we're on the sideline, but we had a great view looking right down when Ashley Jones took the ball down the lane. And, boy, it jumped out to us that it was a block. You know, the Girls Union now televises the game. You can go on and look at that. It was interesting. The first view we looked at on our phones, which isn't the biggest screen in the world, it's like, well, boy, that's a tough call. But then they showed another view from under the basket, and boy, it was tough. It looked like a block more than a charge. Underneath official actually signaled basket good and foul. Outside official called the charge. I didn't really remember seeing a discussion or anything. They just went with the outside official's call.
So that it took place right of the lane on the right block. And the trailing official from about half court, we're on the far side of the court. We had the perfect view straight on behind the play that it looked like a charge. Now the trailing official made the call. The near official had called it basket good, as you mentioned. And the view that we got, if you watch the stream, and I don't encourage you to do that because we have great coverage here on KGYM, was the opposite view of us. So basically on the far on the near side of the court, and it looked pretty clear. But
it's a tough call.
It was a very tough call.
You know, it's always hard when you lose a heartbreaking game. Literally every player, you know, you think about the mistakes you made and any if you, you know, and things, and, you know, heart goes out to those kids. But again, Cedar Falls, you know, they never gave up. They only led real late in the game, and again, they made some adjustments and things. City High still had some opportunities and, you know, didn't shoot the ball well in that second half. They got some good looks from the three-point line. Aubrey Jones had a number of looks. Sydney Schroeder had some looks. They missed some free throws. They were only 10 for 17 from the free throw line. You know, you can almost look at the free throw line as a spot where, you know, City High certainly could have done better. But, again, tough loss. We were hoping to get both Iowa City schools moved on to the semifinals. They were in opposite half of the bracket, so you know, we could even root for all Iowa City final. But, obviously, Cedar Falls spoiled those plans.
Iowa City West looks to move on to the semifinals against Waukee, and it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the Waukee Warriors, 18-4 on the season. Their head coach is Chris Guest. They play in the CIML. Starting at point guard is Kylie Coleman, a 5'9 senior. Rebecca Corbett is the other guard, a 5'7 senior. And Carly Littlefield, averaging 19.5 points per game, is the final guard in this starting lineup. Yori Neiman, a 5'7 sophomore, averages 8 points per game. And Brianna Hartman is the 6'2 junior, averaging 2.5 points per game. I failed to mention that Kylie Coleman averages 12. Rebecca Corbett averages 11 points per game. So between Littlefield, Corbett, and Coleman, all averaging double figures for the Warriors. And for the Iowa City West Trojans, Lauren Zacharias gets the start. She is a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 8 points per game. Rachel Saunders, a 5'8 junior, averaging 13 points per game. Maddie Hinker is a 5'7 senior, averaging 8 points per game. Logan Cook, the leading scorer for this Iowa City West team, at 15 points per game. She's a 6'1 junior. And Emma Cook is a 5'11 senior, and Emma is averaging 8 points per game. The Iowa City West Trojans averaging, or head coach, B.J. Mayer, and they're averaging 65 points per game. Waukee averaging 64.2. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a 60-second, you know what, we're going to take a 90-second timeout, and we'll be back with tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson for this Class 4A quarterfinal clash between the Iowa City West Trojans and the Waukee Warriors. As the starting lineups are being announced here at Wells Fargo Arena, it is time for Eric Peterson's keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think West High is just important to, again, balance. Balance has been a key with them. Let the game come to them offensively. Again, the talent they have, you don't know who's going to step up, but again, I think they'll get good looks at the basket. And again, then they have to somehow contain Carly Littlefield. And sometimes it takes a little feeling out period of time to see what kind of player is. Do they play her inside, outside? What options you have to defend her? but try to make other people beat you. Again, they do have some size. Brianna Hartman, a junior center, 6'2". But again, for Waukee, she only scores about 2.5 points a game and gets only about 3.5 rebounds. So, again, it doesn't look like they really look to try to go inside. But, again, obviously run their guards both outside and inside. Probably a pass and motion game, but mainly try to get Littlefield good looks at the basket.
The Waukee Warriors shoot the three-point. To shoot the three-pointer at 37.5% as a team. Carly Littlefield at 41% and Kylie Coleman at 47%. So Brianna Hartman and Logan Cook will tip things off at midcourt, and we are ready for play as Waukee's Rebecca Corbett controls the opening tip into the front court. Corbett will hand off to Littlefield top of the key. She dribbles to her left. Skip pass to Hartman at her feet. She gathers it top of the key now for Neiman. Neiman drives left to the lane, lays it up. Shot off the mark, but a rebound is taken down in a held ball situation. Corbett came down with a rebound, but Iowa City West will get possession on the alternating possession.
Well, pretty good defensive stand there. Forced a tough shot, and then again in the battle for the rebound, a jump ball called. Waukee opening up in full court pressure.
Zacharias into the front court. She drives right of the lane, lays it up and in with a right hand, and West has an early 2-0 lead.
Well, again, good job pushing the ball up the floor after they broke pressure. Zacharias had a player open on the wing, but opted to keep it herself at 5-5, attacked the basket and got it up and in.
Neiman drives left of the lane, her shot up off the glass, but it misses, and Logan Cook comes down with the rebound and outlets it to Lauren Zacharias into the front court. Now Emma Cook on the right wing. Top of the key for Rachel Saunders. Saunders crossover dribble, hands it off in the corner to Emma Cook. Now that's Maddie Hinker. Now Lauren Zacharias top of the key.
Looks like Waukee opening up in a 2-3 zone.
Hinker for three from the right wing. Well off the mark. Rebound taken down by Yori Neiman. Neiman leads the rush into the front court for Waukee. Backdoor feed to Hartman, who lays it up and in with her right hand and ties the game at two.
Well, just a nice pass again and got it on the elbow, and West High went out to defend the elbow, lost track of Hartman, and Hartman scores.
Zacharias backdoor feed to Logan Cook, who has a wide open layup and extends the lead out to 4-2 early on, 6:33 remaining in the first quarter. Now Littlefield into the front court, being guarded by Rachel Saunders, gives off on the right wing to Corbett for three. Shot off the mark and pulling down the rebound is Emma Cook. Now Hinker into the front court. She drives baseline, picks it up in the short corner, gives it off to Logan Cook for three on the right wing, and she knocks it down.
Well, just watching warm-ups, Logan Cook, I don't know if she missed a shot during warm-ups. And again, that time, you know, she didn't shoot a lot of threes, but got the ball at three-point line right in front of us and didn't hesitate at all. And again, nothing but net.
Hartman now left wing for Littlefield. Littlefield being guarded by Rachel Saunders, top of the key for Coleman. Kylie Coleman gives it to Hartman, goes through her hands and gathered by Neiman on the right wing. Neiman dribbles into the corner, crossover dribble, tries to go baseline. Backdoor feed to Littlefield. She goes up with a left hand and a tie-up is called. Good defense there from Emma Cook. The possession will stay right here with the Waukee Warriors.
Well, West, a little fortunate there. Saunders actually left Littlefield and went to kind of provide help and get a nice pass to Littlefield, but Cook got in there and tied him up. But again, the possession arrow goes to Waukee.
So Zacharias checks out. Kaylin Morgan into the lineup. Littlefield gets the inbound pass on the left wing, drives middle of the lane, kicks it out to Callie Ernie into the corner for Coleman. Her shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook. Outlet to Rachel Saunders into the front court. On the right wing now, Logan Cook for three from the corner off the mark. Kylie Coleman pulls down the rebound for Waukee. Into the front court to Neiman on the left wing. Across the lane, drives right of the lane, puts it up off the glass, shot off the mark. But she gets fouled. She'll step to the line for two.
Well, then an early foul there. I believe that was on Logan Cook.
Yep, that's on Logan Cook.
So first substitution of the game, Paige Beckner will be coming in at West. She's reported the scorer's table, but they'll wait till after the first free throw here. Number 20, Rebecca Corbett at the free throw line.
Corbett makes the first. A 61% free throw shooter. Logan Cook will take a breather. Paige Beckner into the lineup for the Trojans. 5:17. We're early on here in the first quarter. Corbett will have another. And she knocks them both down. She's a senior averaging 11 points per game. Full court pressure here for the Trojans. Or excuse me, for Waukee. in the backcourt. Cook, cross-court pass to Kaylin Morgan, now left wing for Saunders into the front court. Picks up her dribble and gives it out top of the key for Kaylin Morgan, who runs the point for Iowa City West. Back to Saunders on the left wing for three, and she knocks it down from range.
Important for Saunders to get off to a good start. Good ball movement by West against the 2-3 zone. Reverse the ball back to Saunders, and again, a good look for three, and she scores it.
Littlefield on the right wing. Drives now, baseline, lowers her shoulder, and they're going to call a foul on Saunders, who goes hard to the floor. A little bit slow to get up. I think favoring that right hip. Now she's going to be checked out by the medical staff. Yeah,
She's staying down, so I don't know. Nothing jumped out. I mean, it was a block call, and again, there was certainly a bump there.
So Lauren Zacharias will check back in the lineup, and Saunders stays down, favoring that left leg.
She just now reached down and kind of was not grabbing, but showing the trainer kind of the left knee area.
So with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter, 9-4 is the Iowa City West lead as Rachel Saunders gets up and will run off under her own power. Great sign there.
A little bit of a limp.
A little bit of a limp. But she
that
got
might
up.
Be one of those things that just scared her. Yeah. You know, sometimes you get hit a certain way, you go down, and you know it hurts pretty bad, and it just scares you that little bit. Again, glad to see her up. And again, a little bit of a limp there, but it looked as if it'll be something she'll be able to work out.
Corbett will inbound the basketball. Baseline out of bounds play for Waukee. Corbett, and her pass goes out of bounds, intended for Yori Neiman. And that's a turnover, and West will get the ball back. It looked like Neiman cut to the top of the key, and the pass went behind her as Corbett is having all kinds of issues trying to find an outlet. Now Zacharias, who's checked back into the game, into the front court, and she's fouled at around half court as she gets it into the front court to Kaylin Morgan, so a side-out situation upcoming.
Well, Lauren Zacharias, when you look at stats and things, might not jump out at you, although she does score almost 8 points a game. But, again, she's been a real good floor general for West High, setting up the offense, making good passes, breaking pressure.
Emma Cook gets her pocket pick by Carly Littlefield. Littlefield back the other way for the Warriors. Pulls up, top of the key, now dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Corbett. Shot fake, kicks it into the corner for Coleman, who tries to go baseline. Back out for Corbett, who will dribble top of the key and give off to Littlefield. Between the circles, Carly Littlefield. On, goes around Kaylin Morgan, lays it up with a left hand shot off the mark, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Kaylin Morgan, so we'll stay right here with the Warriors.
Well, Saunders had been guarding Littlefield. Again, picked up that first foul, and again, the tweak of the knee there. Kaylin Morgan has come in, and they have Kaylin Morgan matched up on Littlefield now.
Katie McGreen has checked into the Iowa City West lineup. Maddie Hinker will take a breather. Now on the right wing, it's Neiman. Top of the key for Corbett. Corbett gives off to Littlefield. Littlefield pulls it up from the free throw line. Her shot well short. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook of West. Now Zacharias into the front court, leading the rush, pulls up at the free throw line from 15 feet. Her shot rims out, and the rebound taken down by Waukee. It's Rebecca Corbett. Corbett into the front court, looks to run, now backs out and gives Carly Littlefield middle of the paint. She goes up with the right hand, and her shot just off the mark. And Emma Cook gets the rebound and is fouled in the backcourt by Carly Littlefield.
Well, Littlefield did a good job taking to the basket, hit the back of the rim, front of the rim, and just fell out. And Emma Cook, strong with that rebound. Littlefield tried to take it away and was called for the foul.
So Emma Cook checks out. Logan Cook back into the game as Kelly Fote has checked into the game for Waukee.
Just an update, Saunders was on the sideline kind of running, but straight line running. Now she has, for lack of the word, the kind of the leg guards, the warming thing. They have that peeled down now and just checking her knee.
Kaylin Morgan now on the right wing. Shot fake, drives baseline, kicks it out to Beckner. Right wing for Zacharias for three, and she knocks it down. Bullseye, Lauren Zacharias from the right wing. 12-4, the West lead.
Well, that's what we talk about. So many players for West at any given time in a ball game can step up, and Lauren Zacharias, that's her second basket. 5 points as West High stretches the lead 12-4 with 2:56 left in this first quarter.
Littlefield on the left wing, top of the key for Corbett. Corbett around Zacharias, now kicks it into the corner for Fote. Her shot off the mark from three. Rebound taken down by Beckner. Zacharias the other way. Backdoor pass to Morgan underneath. She lays it up with a right hand shot off the mark. And Littlefield pulls down the rebound. Carly Littlefield into the front court. Wasting no time, gets to the elbow, backs now out now on the right wing, nearly gets her pocket picked by Morgan, but regathers it between the circles.
Well, good job by Kaylin Morgan. Active hands there, deflect the ball, almost had a steal.
Littlefield to the short corner, now drives baseline, hesitation move, and she fumbles it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Morgan on the way out. So a baseline inbound play upcoming as Brianna Hartman is checked into the game for the Warriors. Kaylee Ernie takes a seat. Logan Cook will take a breather as Emma Cook checks back into the lineup for West. Now Littlefield gets the inbound pass on the right wing, being guarded by Morgan. Morgan top of the key to Fote for three. Well short again, and Morgan pulls down the rebound.
West High doing a great job on the defensive boards. I have that there for eighth defensive rebound.
Zacharias goes up with a right hand, but a charge is going to be called as Fote stepped right in the middle of the paint to draw the charge.
And we're going to watch. Saunders is coming back into the ball game. We'll watch her because, again, she still looks to have a little hitch in her stride here and things, and she's not going out to match up on Littlefield. They've changed the defensive assignment, and that might be a good idea for Coach Mayer just to see how Saunders moves and see how her knee's holding up here, and then maybe later in the game they might change that matchup.
Brianna Hartman is checked back into the game. She has the ball all alone. Top of the key, swings it to Littlefield on the left wing. Littlefield back to Fote between the circles. Backdoor feed to Coleman outside Hartman.
You can tell Saunders can't go.
Hartman goes up with the right hand, and her shot off the mark. And a foul is going to be called on Hartman, I believe.
Yep, no. Saunders gave it a go, but when she tried to defend and move laterally, again, on the sideline, she was doing straight line running, and again, it looked like maybe she was okay, but
she's grabbing for the hamstring, it looks like.
Yeah, back behind the knee, above it, but behind it.
Beckner into the front court for Iowa City West. Top of the key, Emma Cook. Now Lauren Zacharias backs out between the circles. 1:26 remaining in the first quarter. West with a 12-4 lead. Zacharias for three. Top of the key off the mark. Brianna Hartman pulls down the rebound for Waukee. Corbett back the other way. Rebecca Corbett into the front court. She drives right of the lane, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in off the glass, and cuts the lead to 12-6 in favor of West. Now Kaylin Morgan, who is going to have to be huge for the West High Trojans, if Rachel Saunders is out. The pass stolen away by Littlefield from Zacharias. Goes up with the right hand. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line for two.
Now, is that Zacharias' second foul? Or nope, looks like first foul. I'm sorry. No, let's see.
Yeah, that will be
second foul.
Second foul.
Okay, we talked earlier in the City High game in terms of different coaches have different philosophies when a player picks up their second foul. West High's point guard, Lauren Zacharias, has two. And again, it's one thing when you have Rachel Saunders there, both of them can play the point. But with Saunders down again as they're looking again, trying to treat the knee, this changes West High's offensive set quite a bit, having really the two players that more often than not play point.
Littlefield makes them both 12-8, the Iowa City West lead. 53 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Maddie Hinker to Emma Cook, sideline for Kaylin Morgan. And the ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kaylin Morgan, and that's going to be a turnover, and Waukee gets the ball back.
You know, West High made Waukee pay early in the ball game with going against that full court pressure, but that's the third turnover for West High, two in a row against the full court pressure from Waukee.
So 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Corbett, top of the key. Sorry, that's Yuri Neiman, left wing for Corbett. Corbett back to Hartman between the circles. Now Neiman on the right side. From beyond the arc, swing will look to swing at top of the key. Now she'll back herself top of the key. 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Neiman with the ball now left wing for Corbett. 18 seconds remaining, and Corbett's going to back out. Back to Neiman between the circles. 12 seconds, now 10 seconds as Coleman gets it on the right wing with 8. Top of the key for Corbett. Back to Neiman. 5 seconds remaining. Backdoor feed to Littlefield. Laying it up and in is Littlefield. And that cuts it to a 2-point game. And that's how we end the first quarter of play. 12-10, the Iowa City West lead after one. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Out of the second half, or to begin the second quarter, Logan Cook, a elbow jumper shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Coleman of Waukee. Iowa City West clinging to a 12-10 lead as we begin the second quarter. Littlefield into the corner. She finds Corbett. Corbett dribbles to the left wing and gives it back to Littlefield in the left corner. She's being guarded by Morgan. Swings it top of the key to Hartman. Back to Corbett on the left wing. Corbett fires up a three-point jumper off the mark. Emma Cook pulls down the rebound for West. Now Logan Cook, or excuse me, Kaylin Morgan into the front court between the circles. Right wing for Paige Beckner. Back to Kaylin Morgan. Swings it left wing for Hinker, who fires up a three off the mark. Rebound fought for, and a foul is going to be called on Emma Cook.
Well, West High got a good look from three, not able to get it to go down in the battle for the rebound. They call a foul against West. So West clinging to that two-point lead with 7:05 left to go here in the second quarter.
Waukee on a 6-0 run. They trail by two. Rachel Saunders, if you just joined us, has left the lineup and headed to the locker room with an apparent leg injury. 7:02 remaining in the first half. Now, Yori Neiman gives off to Coleman. Back to Neiman, short corner jumper, 15-footer off the mark. Rebound taken down by Hinker. Hinker leads the rush into the front court, stops between the circles and sets the offense. Now right wing for McGrain. McGrain back to Kaylin Morgan between the circles. Kaylin Morgan pulls up, thought about a three, swings it left, now block to Emma Cook, who goes up over her right shoulder, puts it up and
Logan
in.
Logan Cook there.
Logan Cook.
Her third basket, I apologize, earlier I thought she had a three-pointer, but her toe must have been on the line, so that's her sixth point, but third basket. Nice job by West getting her posted up down low, a little spin to the her right-hand side, and a little bank shot from down low.
Littlefield pulls up from 17, her shot off the mark, rebound pulled down by Logan Cook. Outlet to Kaylin Morgan. Morgan into the front court. Gets to the elbow, kicks it into the corner to Hinker, to Cook on the left wing. Thought about a three, will rotate it top of the key to Kaylin Morgan. Morgan now left wing for Hinker. Back to Morgan. Morgan drives right of the lane, has a seam to the basket, misses the layup, and the rebound pulled down by Brianna Hartman.
Well, that was a good move by Morgan. Got to the basket, a shot you'd hope she'd make. Again, she got pretty clear, not really contested, but just didn't get it up over the front of the iron.
Yori Neiman drives left to the lane, misses the layup, rebound pulled down by Logan Cook. Outlet to Kaylin Morgan. Right wing now for Hinker in the front court. To Morgan for three, top of the key off the side of the iron, and the rebound taken down in the corner by Neiman, and a foul is going to be called on Maddie Hinker, who stuck out that right leg.
Well, they had a good trap on her. That's where, again, you just got a slide there. Hinker not quick enough there, and an official called her with sticking out that right knee.
That was the correct call. It happened about 5 feet from us.
Yeah, that was dead in front of us here. We're a little bit, maybe free throw line across here on this end of the floor. So right in front of us.
Yori Neiman will inbound the ball about 2 feet to our right. And Carly Littlefield will walk the ball up the court for the Warriors. She sets the offense on the right point, being guarded by Hinker. Dribbles to her left to the free throw line. Looking for an outlet to the block, stolen away. Stolen away by Emma Cook. Zacharias into the front court. Now left wing for McGrain, and she's traveled before she got off the three that she made. And that's going to be a turnover.
Zacharias back in with the two fouls. So again, she'll need to be careful and play smart here. 5 minutes left here in this quarter. West High still clinging to that 14-10 lead.
Littlefield will dribble and set the offense to the left wing. Gets a screen from Coleman. Now Coleman rolls to the left wing and fires a three, and she knocks it down from range. Kylie Coleman, a 47% three-point shooter, has cut it to a one-point game.
Well, that was a good job there. They, you know, so much of the defense is focused on Littlefield there that on that handoff, they left Coleman wide open.
Skip pass to Hinker. She'll pull up from 15, shot just off the mark. And the rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds by Emma Cook. And Waukee will get the possession with 4:30 remaining in the first half.
Again, another good look for West. Maddie Hinker took the ball into the lane, about an 8-10 footer. It looked good, but just popped out. And Waukee doing a good job on their defensive boards, limiting West to just one shot.
Littlefield sets the offense, 4:22 remaining in the first half. Goes around a screen, drives right of the lane, lays it up with the right hand, and they are going to call a held ball. And the possession arrow will stay right here with Waukee. Good defense there down low. I think that was Logan Cook. So now substitutions upcoming. Paige Beckner checks in, as does Kaylin Morgan. Emma Cook will take a seat. Inbound top of the key to Littlefield between the circles. Littlefield left wing. She fires to Corbett for three from the left wing. Shot off the mark. Strong rebound. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Waukee, apparently.
Well, that's almost one of those. It looks like it goes off of West. But again, I think it could have been a foul on Waukee. So yep. Rather than call a foul, it's almost like the contact might have forced it off of West.
And now Kaylin Morgan gets her pocket pick. Ball stolen away by Kylie Coleman. Coleman left wing for Littlefield. She drives middle of the paint and she travels.
Now tried to come to a jump stop and just her feet slid there. Got in the middle of the lane, taking it hard to the basket. But again, a good call by the officials as her foot slid.
So three-quarter court trap applied by Waukee. Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Now she fires left wing out of bounds. It was intended for Katie McGrain.
Now Katie McGrain kind of touching and saying, "Am I a mistake?" But at the same time, Morgan kind of was attacking the basket and just flipped the pass out. No one was there. Went to the Waukee bench. So, again, West High starting to feel maybe the effects of not having Rachel Saunders.
Littlefield top of the key. Now backdoor feed to Coleman goes out of bounds. It was from Kaylee Ernie at the free throw line who penetrated that zone. Backdoor feed left of the lane was kind of low. And so that's a turnover. And now Hinker will check back in to the West lineup. Three-quarter court trap as Lauren Zacharias gets the ball on the inbound play, right of the lane, back to Logan Cook. Now Zacharias into the front court, ball stolen away by Littlefield. Littlefield right of the lane. Her pass stolen away by Kaylin Morgan. Morgan will hustle, try to get out, as lays it up with a right hand up and in, and the lead is three for West. Now Corbett on the other end. She goes up with the right hand, shot off the mark. Zacharias a strong rebound. She looks to run. Zacharias into the front court, attacks right of the lane in the short corner, picks it up, gets her pass tipped to McGrain. Now Morgan left wing for Hinker for three, just off the mark, and rebound pulled down by Rebecca Corbett.
Well, Morgan on that breakaway layup did a great job. Littlefield came from behind and made her kind of have to alter her shot, but kept her poise and in the air, kind of suspended a little bit, got it up off the board and in. A tough layup with that pressure coming from behind.
Neiman, top of the key for Littlefield, right wing for Corbett. Corbett being guarded by Hinker. She feeds the post. Turning over her left shoulder is Ernie. And her shot is wild, but it is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Iowa City West. 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. West clinging to a three-point lead as Emma Cook will check in for Katie McGreen for the Trojans. Rebecca Corbett, inbound pass to Carly Littlefield, who lays it up and in with a right hand, gets fouled, and will have a chance to shoot a free throw to tie the game at 16.
Well, Waukee ran a nice inbounds play under their basket. Again, ran Littlefield off a screen and got her the ball really on the block. She took it up strong, showed a lot of strength there by, again, definitely a foul, but for her to get that shot off and up and in, again, a lot of strength.
So Littlefield with a free throw to tie it. She does just that. 16 all, 2:30 remaining in the first half. Waukee backs off out of that three-quarter court trap as Zacharias across half court sets the offense. Right wing for Hinker. Back to Zacharias. Zacharias now in the middle of the zone to Cook. 15-foot jumper from the free throw line. She knocks it down.
It's been a while since Logan Cook had touched the basketball. They got her to her in a good spot just below the free throw line. She turned, and really no one came out to defend her, so she said, fine, I'll take this shot. And again, she's such a fine shooter from that 8-10-foot range.
Corbett back to Littlefield between the circles, being guarded by Kaylin Morgan. Littlefield dribbles to the left wing. Gets a screen from Coleman, drives right of the lane, goes up with a floater, shot off the mark. Logan Cook with a strong rebound. Outlet to Zacharias. Zacharias into the front court. Top of the key. Right wing for Kaylin Morgan, short corner for Emma Cook. Emma Cook over her left shoulder, has a lane, misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, shot off the mark, but she gets fouled. She'll step to the free throw line.
That might be the first offensive rebound of the half. Again, sometimes I get caught up in the action. I try to keep rebounds, turnovers here, but that's where Emma Cook did a good job of staying with it, got her own rebound, and got fouled.
She makes the first, a 69% free throw shooter. And another line change upcoming for West as McGreen and Beckner back in. Hinker and Zacharias will take a breather. Emma Cook will have another free throw. And she makes it 20-16, the West lead, 90 seconds remaining in the first half.
Well, West High doing a good job responding. Again, they led most of the first half. Waukee came and tied it up, but West High scored the last 4 points to go up 20-16.
Fote gets it to Neiman, top of the key. Pulls up just inside the arc, and she knocks it down. That's a long two-pointer, 20-18, the lead for West. 1:12 remaining in the first half. Now Morgan in the backcourt to Emma Cook, to Katie McGrain across the timeline into the front court on the right wing to Beckner, who fumbles it but gathers it. Now into the corner for Logan Cook. Finds Kaylin Morgan, top of the key, thought about a three, doesn't take it. Now left wing for Beckner, short corner, Emma Cook, as her pass is tipped, and it will stay right here as it trickles out of bounds.
Well, the fans behind us are Waukee fans. They thought the ball went off West High. We did not have a good look. We had about five bodies to try to go through. The official there on top of the play signaled West keeps the basketball.
Emma Cook, top of the key. Now Logan Cook on the left elbow into the corner for Beckner. Beckner drives baseline, looking for an outlet, throws it at the feet of Corbett, and a foul, a bailout foul at that is called against Waukee.
I almost thought West had already turned it over. Beckner took it to baseline, tried to pass it to Logan Cook. It looked like it was a turnover, but instead there's a call. West High keeps it.
Baseline inbound play upcoming for West. Lauren Zacharias on the right of the basket. Gets it out top of the key, Kaylin Morgan. 41 seconds remaining in the half. Morgan hands off to Zacharias. We'll see if West takes some time.
Looks
and possibly
like hold for the last shot. We're at 35, inside 35 seconds. B.J. Mayer telling kids to come out, give an outlet pass, although it looks like Waukee's content to let City High run the clock down, or West High run the clock down. Women of Troy here will get the last shot of the first half.
Zacharias dribbling by herself, 15 seconds.
Usually you try to talk to attack inside of 10, maybe at about 7 or 6 seconds.
10 seconds now, Zacharias left wing for Morgan. Back to Zacharias, now Morgan. Left wing three on the way, shot off the front of the iron, rebound pulled down and taken by Cook. Now Logan Cook on the right wing, she doesn't get the shot off before the half. So that is how we will end the first 16 minutes of game time, 20-18. The Iowa City West lead. So we're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and we're going to be back with our halftime report. Before we do, want to thank David Schulte back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer, keeping us on the air this evening on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Back after this.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Sports fans, this is the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Wednesday night report against the spread. 28-1 run, 97% winners. NBA confirms. Cleveland-Boston lock of the year. Guaranteed to win, and it's yours free on the all-new recorded message phone. Call 1-800-638-3411. Washington-Toronto is a best bet winner for free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. College basketball, five best bets, 7-0. 7-0 big Wednesday, toll-free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. No salesman, no secretaries. I'm red hot, and I will crush your man for free. 1-800-638-3411. Cleveland-Boston, lock of the year. Guaranteed to win, and it's free on a recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. 7-0. 7-0 free or the season free. Call 1-800-638-3411.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena at the Iowa Events Center in downtown Des Moines. It's a Class 5A quarterfinal. Iowa City West clinging to a 20-18 lead over the Waukee Warriors at the half. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. So a couple of storylines, Eric, to follow as this game goes along. The second leading scorer on this Iowa City West team, Rachel Saunders, who just so happens to also be one of their best defenders, went out early with an apparent leg injury.
Well, she was trying to guard Carly Littlefield. Littlefield took it in the basket. She was sliding laterally. A little bit of contact. Again, a foul definitely on Rachel Saunders, but then she went down. You assumed it really wasn't anything, but then she stayed down. And then when she kind of reached, it wasn't the front of the knee in front of, it was more kind of behind the knee, just above that, almost where maybe the attachment of the muscles go. They took her to the sideline. She did some straight line running on the sideline and thought she could go. So they put her back in, but almost as soon as she had to try to move laterally, she all of a sudden just stopped putting weight on that leg and started kind of hopping there, and eventually they got a dead ball and had to take her out, and then they took her back to the locker room. So I mean, my guess is she will not come back and be able to play in the second half just based on that one stint there. But, you know, we talked about depth. You know, the thing that hurt West also at that time is Lauren Zacharias had two fouls as well. So really two of the players at West High tends to play predominant minutes at the point guard, one foul trouble, one injury. Kaylin Morgan came in and did a pretty solid job there, scored one basket, a couple turnovers there. So it'll be interesting to see in the second half if Saunders can't go. Again, obviously when Zacharias is on the floor, she's used to running the show. But if she gets in foul trouble or when they need to rest, then maybe you're going to have to go a little deeper into your bench.
And it seemed when Rachel Saunders went out of the lineup, she hit a three early in the game. The offense was rolling for Iowa City West early in that game, but when she went out, things got a little bit stagnant. They were kind of trying to search to find the answers. What do they need to do? What does B.J. Mayer need to convey to this team to get this offense back on track? Because they have the ability to score. It's just kind of spread out without that 13 points per game in the lineup of Rachel Saunders.
Well, West High got some good looks from three. They only shot 20% from the three-point line, so a number of different players got some decent looks from three, but just didn't hit those shots. And potentially they could try to find or look a little harder to get Cook, or maybe show a little more patience to get the ball to Logan Cook. Again, she had four baskets and looked pretty solid, shot the ball well. You look at Waukee, she only shot 25% from the field, 20% from the three-point line. West High Women of Troy shot 38% from the field, 22% from the three-point line. So really neither team shooting the ball well from three.
And I just mentioned, Kaylin Morgan. If Rachel Saunders can't go, Kaylin Morgan is going to have to play the bulk of the minutes at that kind of two-guard position and guard the best player in Catherine Littlefield. So far, she's done a pretty darn good job.
Well, she has. Littlefield, we have what, for 7 points. And again, I thought West High did a pretty good job of staying in front of her. Again, there was the one inbounds play where they ran a nice screen for her, and she scored and got fouled. So, you know, three of her points were off a nice inbounds play. So West, I think overall has to be pleased. Cripes, she held them to 18 points. You know, you got to be pleased holding a good squad like Waukee to only 18 points. Problem is, you know, you slowed down a little bit and we're only able to score 20.
How do they? We talked about what to do to get this offense on track. What have they done? What have the women of Troy done so well in the first half defensively?
Well, they just have done a really good job of staying in front of their player and contesting shots and making shots difficult. And they've done a really solid job of just allowing Waukee one shot. I don't have Waukee for an offensive rebound. And again, sometimes I get caught up in the game and miss a rebound here, a turnover there. But both teams really doing a good job. I only have West High. I think Emma Cook had one offensive rebound, then got fouled and made both free throws. West High struggled a little bit with turnovers against the press in the second half. And again, that may be partly attributed to Saunders being out of the ball game. There's about two or three possessions in a row where West High had some struggles, and that took away opportunities for them to score. And I believe Waukee scored on one, if not two, of those turnovers.
So we're just about 2 minutes from beginning the second half of play. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. We'll be back with the second half. 20-18, the Iowa City West lead at the half. You're listening to high school basketball in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
20-18, the Iowa City West lead as we are just about set to begin the second half of play. And some bad news to report as we were guessing. Rachel Saunders comes back to the floor on crutches with ice wrapped around her knee.
Yeah, so again, obviously Rachel Saunders will not play here in the second half. And again, West High will have to make adjustments. They did have halftime to talk and things. Kaylin Morgan going to get obviously either a start here in the second half. Yeah, it does look like she's starting to play major minutes. Again, I'm sure they'll split the point guard duties. Lauren Zacharias will play there some. Kaylin Morgan will play there some. Possibly Maddie Hinker may play there some. So kind of point guard by committee. But the key, though, I think, is keeping Zacharias on the floor. She did have to sit with the two fouls, but again, once Saunders went down, again, Coach Mayer brought her back in, and she played smart, didn't pick up another foul.
Zacharias on the right wing to begin the second half. Now Hinker in the corner. Feeds Logan Cook, who goes up with the right hand, gets her shot blocked, and the rebound taken down by Brianna Hartman, who falls to the floor and travels. So Iowa City West will keep possession of the basketball.
Well, they ran a set play there and came off the screen. The shot wasn't there, and they got the ball inside to Cook, but that's the first time the inside size of Waukee created a problem for Cook.
Hartman on the left wing now to the elbow into the corner for Zacharias, who drives across the lane, kicks it to Kaylin Morgan. Shot fake, 15-foot jumper inside the key, and it rattles home. And Kaylin Morgan gives Iowa City West a four-point lead, 22-18, the Women of Troy lead.
Well, again, and Kaylin Morgan's got a lot of minutes this year for West High, so it's not like you're going deep in your bench, but that's a great confidence builder for Kaylin Morgan to hit that first shot. But again, she's got a tough task. She is guarding Carly Littlefield for West High. So again, Morgan tried to guard one of the best players in the state of Iowa.
Corbett now top of the key between the circles, guarded by Hinker, left wing for Hartman. Hartman looking to pass, now finds Littlefield top of the key, picked up by Kaylin Morgan. Now left wing, it's Neiman, shot fake, now Coleman top of the key, shot fake, Neiman, now left wing three, shot off the mark, Kaylin Morgan pulls down the rebound for West.
Now Kaylin Morgan, again, an impressive start to this half, hits her first basket, gets that rebound, and so West High now up by four.
Morgan on the left wing, top of the key, Zacharias. Her pass stolen away by Littlefield. Intended for Hinker. Littlefield back the other way, right of the lane, short corner right. She drives baseline, kicks it out to Hartman. Now Corbett, shot fake, drives right of the lane, lays it up, shot off the mark, but the rebound is fought for, and a foul is going to be called as Yori Neiman went back up with the left hand.
Well, Hinker down low trying to get that rebound, but out battle for the rebound by number 24, Yori Neiman, and in the battle there, she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two.
So that is Hinker's third foul, and Neiman misses the first free throw. Substitution on the court. Hinker's going to have to check out B.J. Mayer, none too happy, as Katie McGrain back into the Trojan lineup.
Now, again, it just makes West High that much thinner at the guard position with Hinker having to sit.
Neiman misses them both. Kaylin Morgan with the rebound. Zacharias into the front court. Lauren Zacharias, the best three-point shooter on this West team at around 40%. Top of the key now, free throw line to Logan Cook into the corner. Emma Cook for three off the back of the iron. Rebound pulled down by Hartman. Back come the Warriors. Waukee into the front court. It's Coleman on the right wing, picked up by Zacharias. She tries to go baseline. Goes up and under, misses the shot. Zacharias with the rebound.
Well, Zacharias, a smart decision, kind of let her go, and she missed the layup, and Zacharias then gets the rebound.
Kaylin Morgan on the right wing, top of the key, Lauren Zacharias, free throw line, Logan Cook gets her shot partially blocked, rebound taken down and saved by Corbett to Coleman. Coleman breaks pressure, left wing three from Coleman, and she got it. So we have a one-point game, 22-21, the West lead, three-quarter court pressure being applied by Waukee. Zacharias cross-court pass to Kaylin Morgan. Morgan on the right wing. finds Zacharias top of the key. Zacharias crossover dribble to Cook on the left wing. Cook fires up a left wing three off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook, saved right to Coleman. Back the other way come the Warriors. 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Now in the front court is right wing three from Neiman, and she knocks it down, and Waukee has a two-point lead. Morgan now to Logan Cook. Back to Morgan on the right wing into the front court.
Well, this is where if you're West High, you need to weather this storm. West High doing a nice job setting up the offense here, bringing it back out.
Zacharias to Cook at the free throw line into the corner for Kaylin Morgan for three. Well long. Rebound taken down by Neiman. Neiman back the other way. She picks up her dribble at the free throw line now. Free throw line jumper from Corbett. She knocks it down. 4 point lead for Waukee. And we'll see if BJ Mayer. Nope. As of now, he will not take a timeout. Zacharias with the inbound pass. 26-22, the Waukee lead. Morgan across half court, and now B.J. Mayer will take a timeout. 26-22, the Waukee lead, 4:08 remaining in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
An 8-0 run by Waukee has the Warriors leading Iowa City West 26-22 with 4:08 remaining in the third quarter. B.J. Mayer is just taking a timeout, and out of the timeout, Iowa City West attacks right to left. Right wing, it's Hinker top of the key to Logan Cook. Now Beckner on the left wing. She gives it up to Kaylin Morgan between the circles. Morgan now right wing for Hinker. Passes up a shot, dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Zachariasen from beyond the Zacharias beyond the arc. Now Morgan penetrates the lane to Cook. Baseline lays it up and in with the right hand.
Well, that's a good possession by West High. Very patient. Moved the ball. Morgan penetrated and did a good job. A pass to Logan Cook. Made a little five-footer on the baseline. A good possession for West High out of that timeout.
Littlefield top of the key. Now Neiman on the right wing. Neiman dribbles back to the top of the key. Will reset between the circles, guarded by Zacharias. Man-to-man defense here from West. Into the corner, it's Coleman. Pulls up just inside the arc. 15-foot jumper off the mark, and it's going to fall out of bounds and go back to the Trojans with 3:13 remaining in the third.
Well, again, West High, again, that timeout benefiting West High. Good timeout by Coach Mayer. Again, gets a good offensive possession. Now, again, West High does a nice job defensively, gets the ball back, although, again, they have to break this three-quarter court pressure.
Morgan does on the right wing. Pulls up from three. And she knocks it down from range. Yeah, Kaylin Morgan gives West the lead.
They were chanting air ball behind us. Kaylin had air ball the one before, but that time came off a little screen, didn't hesitate. And again, great job by Kaylin Morgan hitting the three-pointer.
Littlefield drives, short corner, pulls up from 15. Shot off the mark, rebound taken down by Foat, and she gets her shot blocked by Beckner. Back out to Corbett for three, top of the key. Shot off the mark, Zacharias with the West rebound. She attacks back right to left. Gets to the free throw line. Turns over her left shoulder. Now Cook on the left side. Feeds the post to Beckner. Beckner kicks it out in the corner to Hinker for three. Off the mark. Rebound taken down by Foat. Outlet to Littlefield. Into the front court comes Carly Littlefield. Her backdoor pass is taken. Right-hand layup is up and good by Rebecca Corbett. And Waukee regains a one-point lead.
Well, back and forth. That time, Waukee did a good job pushing the ball up the floor and got it to Corbett in a good spot right on the block.
And now the pass is tipped out of bounds.
Coach Mayer not happy right now.
It was tipped out of bounds, it looked like, by Littlefield, but it's going back to Waukee.
I think, again, he was more disappointed. That's, I think, the second time just trying to start their offense. Zacharias has tried to go to the right side and, again, hasn't got the ball there, deflected, and then it went off the West player right in front of the West high bench. I don't
must
think,
have hit a fingertip
yeah,
on
Coach
the way
Mayer's
out.
Coach Mayer's not questioning the call. He's just, you know, needing Lauren Zacharias to do a better job starting the offense. That's a couple turnovers that West has had trying to start the offense.
Hartman top of the key. She'll give it up to Corbin on the right wing. Sorry, that's Neiman. Neiman now dribbles to the elbow, attacks the basket right of the lane, goes up, gets her shot blocked by Beckner. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook. Outlet to Hinker. Into the front court, Maddie Hinker on the right wing now to Emma Cook, who pulls up from 15, and she knocks down a jumper and gives West a one-point lead.
That's her first basket, fourth point. Again, West High doing a nice job of getting points from across the board. Now need a defensive stop.
Littlefield at the free throw line, hesitation move, right of the line, goes up with the right hand, shot goes, she gets fouled, she'll step to the line.
Well, that strength there again. She goes in and basically creates contact. And again, strong enough to get the ball up and in, and she'll shoot a free throw here. So now we got Waukee up 30-29 with 1 minute, 18 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Still some line changes being made here by B.J. Mayer, trying to keep his best players fresh. As Logan Cook checks in the lineup, Beckner takes a seat. Littlefield will have a free throw.
9 points for Littlefield, so she's making her way towards her almost 20-point average.
Her shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook and Logan Cook. McGrain now into the front court. Brings the ball up the court. Now top of the key for Logan Cook. McGrain on the right wing to Hinker. Hinker to Morgan between the circles. Morgan swings it left wing to Hinker. Back to Logan Cook. Into the corner for Emma Cook. Now top of the key for McGrain. McGrain to the free throw line, kicks it in the corner for Kaylin Morgan. Drives baseline, goes up with the right hand, shot off the mark. A lot of contact, no call. And on the floor, a tie-up is going to be called. But before it is called, B.J. Mayer takes a 30-second timeout with 50 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. So we'll keep it right here.
Well, that allows West High to keep the ball. And, you know, sometimes I'm not 100% sure whether a timeout is worth one possession. But, again, when you're sitting there with a one-point ball game, 30-29, I would say that is a good timeout for West High.
So Waukee leads 30-29. Iowa City West without Rachel Saunders here in the second half. They have played played 10 players here this evening, still trying to keep people fresh. Logan Cook has just checked back into the lineup.
Well, again, West High, a little bit of foul trouble. Number 20, Maddie Hinker with three fouls.
And she is in the lineup currently with 50.7 seconds remaining in the third.
Well, so Maddie hasn't scored yet, so it's not necessarily that you lose her scoring punch, but again, you know, West High with Saunders out, you know.
Inbound pass to Logan Cook, 15-foot jumper off the mark, rebound taken down by Littlefield. Littlefield into the front court, finds Neiman, who will dribble out and possibly look for the last shot if she can. Neiman not being resisted, so Iowa City West seems content to let her attack with about 10 or so seconds remaining in the third.
Coach now Mayer calls out the defense here. And
Zacharias steps out on Neiman. And now Neiman will have to move. Well, no, they won't call it. 15 seconds now, Neiman at around half court. Still dribbling out the third quarter, now 10 seconds. She goes to work to Hartman on the right elbow. Backdoor feed to Corbett. Shot fake, drives the lane, goes up with a right hand shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Morgan will fire up a shot, but it's well short, and that's how we end the third quarter of play. 30-29 the lead for Waukee after three. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes of game time after a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Out of the third quarter, or to begin the fourth quarter of play, Waukee with the ball in a one-point lead. Littlefield, high post, finds Corbett. Corbett back to Littlefield, pulls up from 10 feet, and she knocks it down.
That was a tough shot. West High defended that well, but again, able to elevate up and get a good look.
Morgan now into the front court, nearly gets her pass stolen away. Now Zacharias on the right wing, 7:37 remaining in the game. Zacharias between the circles, Waukee in a 2-3 zone. Hinker on the right wing. Back to Zacharias, top of the key. Now Emma Cook. They play catch with Zacharias, left wing for Kaylin Morgan. Thought about a three, won't take it. Now Zacharias between the circles. Finds Emma Cook, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in, and cuts the deficit back to one.
I thought that might have been a basket in one there. Looked like some contact, but they played through it. But Cook doing a good job getting the ball at the free throw line, then taking it all the way to the basket off the dribble.
Corbett hands off to Littlefield, right wing for Neiman. Shot fake, she'll give it back to Littlefield between the circles. 6:58 remaining. Littlefield guarded by Morgan. She steps out and lets the offense adjust. Littlefield takes Morgan off the dribble, over right shoulder, pulls up from 10 feet, shot well off the mark. Logan Cook with the rebound.
Now good defense that time by Kaylin Morgan, forcing a tough shot. And
Zacharias now between the circles. West trails by one, they have the basketball. Zacharias. But right wing for Kaylin Morgan, back to Zacharias. Now left wing for Emma Cook. 2-3 zone here from Waukee. Gets it inside to Logan Cook. 15-foot turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Coleman. Kylie Coleman on the right wing to Neiman, who pulls up from 15 feet. Off the mark. Rebound taken down by Kaylin Morgan. Kaylin Morgan into the front court for West. Top of the key for Zacharias. Zacharias gets it to the elbow, down low pass to Emma Cook, who goes up with the right hand, gets fouled. She'll step to the line for
That's
two.
That's a nice pass. I think that was Logan Cook at the high post, got the ball, and right away did a bounce pass, slow down low to Emma Cook. Almost, again, got it in a foul, almost a three-point play, but again, now she'll go to the free throw line. She'll need to make free throws. Her first trip to the line was a two-shot foul. She made both the first time.
A 69% free throw shooter, she makes the first. So we're tied, 32 all, 5:57 remaining. Emma Cook will have one more. And the second one off the mark. Rebound taken down by Waukee. Hartman, now Littlefield into the front court. 32 all, 5:52 remaining. A spot in the semifinals against West Des Moines Valley. Upcoming for the winner. Corbett between the circles, now Littlefield. On the right wing, sorry, that's Coleman. Coleman now to Littlefield, top of the key. Swings it to Hartman on the left wing. Back to Corbett, who resets. Corbett, now Hartman on the left wing. Hartman, 6'2", now spins it out to Corbett on the right side. Back to Hartman on the left wing, 5:20 remaining. Hartman swings it top of the key for Yori Neiman, who resets. Iowa City West and a man-to-man defense. Now right wing, it's Corbett. Neiman now between the circles. Back to Hartman on the left wing. Feed down low to Littlefield. She turns around over her right shoulder, goes up with the right hand. Her layup off the mark. Rebound taken down by Emma Cook.
Well, West High had nice defensive possession there. Waukee was extremely patient. Eventually got the ball to Littlefield in a pretty good spot down underneath the basket. Took it off the dribble. Actually got a pretty good look. And then West High doing a great job
Hinker
on the board.
Hinker on the other end for three, and she knocks it down from the left wing.
That's Maddie Hinker's first basket. And that's what we talk about, West. Any player, any time of the game can step up. There, Maddie Hinker, a huge basket for West.
Littlefield off the dribble. She gets fouled. Was she in the act active shooting? Yep. That is the question. She was.
On the side says, or is holding up two.
So Carly Littlefield will step to the line to shoot two, a 76% free throw shooter. Iowa City West has regained the lead by three, 4:28 remaining, and we're setting up for another nail biter, Eric.
We are.
Littlefield's first three free throw off the mark.
Well, West High, both teams really choosing to be extremely patient in their half-court offense. Last time, Waukee ran quite a bit of time, almost a minute off the clock. Got a pretty good look, not able to capitalize.
Littlefield makes the second, 35-33, the West lead. Kaylin Morgan into the front court, right wing. Gives it off to Logan Cook. Logan Cook dribbles to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, swings it back right wing for Kaylin Morgan. Now Morgan, top of the key for Hinker. Hinker on the right wing for Emma Cook. Emma Cook gives it off to Logan Cook, who drives across the lane, gets up with the right hand, misses the shot, but she gets fouled. She'll step to the line to shoot two.
Well, again, West High doing a great job there, showing great patience in their offense, moving the basketball, eventually got what they wanted. Cook took it up with her left hand to the weak side. Again, got a pretty good look, not able to convert, but now she'll shoot two.
Logan Cook at the line. A 75% free throw shooter, she makes the first.
That's her 13th point.
Callie Ernie checks back into the Waukee lineup as Brianna Hartman takes a seat.
Very few fouls called, only five fouls total here in this half.
Logan Cook with one more. And that one rattles out. Rebound taken down by Kylie Coleman. So Littlefield with the basketball. Sets the offense. Waukee trails West by three, 3:56 remaining. Littlefield left wing, just inside the arc. Posts up now and backs out beyond the arc. Corbett now top of the key. Corbett drives to the free throw line. Good defense here from West so far. In this possession, finds Littlefield backdoor into the short corner, kicks it out to Fote on the right wing. Fote at the free throw line, gives it off to Corbett. Corbett cutting towards the basket at the free throw line, picks up her dribble. Fryan's Neiman spinning over her left shoulder, lays it up and in. Beautiful there. Beautiful move there by Yori Neiman. We have a one-point game again. Now Morgan attacking in the front court, gets fouled on the floor. That will be the sixth team foul against Waukee.
Only the third team foul, if I'm looking.
The third team foul is looking at timeouts. That's my fault.
Three each way. So, again, not many fouls here now that we're at 3:20 and counting.
Lauren Zacharias with the ball around half court. B.J. Mayer content with his team to take as much time as possible. Now Morgan on the right wing. Well, back to Zacharias.
Basically wanting to stretch Waukee out of the 2-3 zone, so just kind of playing catch.
Zacharias at around half court. Logan Cook, now top of the key, steps out as she was posting up high post. Morgan now on the Sorry for the technical difficulties back here at Wells Fargo Arena. Emma Cook steps back to the free throw line. She has one more. And she makes them both. 38-35 the lead for West. 2:50 remaining. Littlefield into the front court for the Warriors. Top of the key picked up by Kaylin Morgan. She swings it left to Corbett. Into the corner to Neiman. Now back out top to Fote. Fote between the circles. Fote hands off to Corbett. Drives left to the lane. Gets her pocket picked by Logan Cook. Stolen away. Now Kaylin Morgan in the backcourt. Trying to get across half court. She'll dribble out of trouble. She gets to the free throw line. Now left wing for Logan Cook. She drives baseline, and they're going to call a blocking foul. A good call there as Fote stepped right in front of Logan Cook. She was not in the act of shooting. Nope. It was on the floor. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for
That'll
West.
That'll be the 15th foul now for Waukee. So still no one in the bonus yet. West High inbounding under their own basket.
Lauren Zacharias, baseline inbound play.
Got to get the ball in bounds here. Okay, deep top throw to Morgan.
Top of the key, Kaylin Morgan. 2:20 remaining. Three-point lead for West. Morgan picks up her dribble at around half court. Finds Hinker. Hinker on the right wing. Now top to Lauren Zacharias, who's trapped at around half court, trying to dribble out of trouble. Finds Logan Cook at the free throw line. Backdoor feed to Hinker. Now Emma Cook, who, and now there's going to be a scramble on the floor as Emma Cook fumbled
it. Ball
but it will
West
stay
possession.
With West.
Boy, that's tough. Hinker. I thought one pass too many there. Looked like they got the ball.
Joaquin
trying to trap different spots. They got the ball, the free throw, tried to go high-low. I thought one pass too many.
Hinker, I think, was a little bit too unselfish there. Had the ball left of the lane wide open. She had a block-to-block pass to Emma Cook, and that kind of cost the basket. But Iowa City West with possession, 38-35, 2 minutes left. Rachel Saunders out of the game. You have to imagine B.J. Mayer is happy with where this team is right now. A three-point lead, a chance to close out a Waukee Warriors team without one of the best players on their team.
Well, again, I think West High has really answered the challenge. You know, you could have gotten discouraged or, just having one of your leaders, not only from a play standpoint, but from an emotional standpoint. But, you know, we've talked all year about West High depth and the number of kids they play. And, you know, this is where it really comes into play right now, where, again, you have kids who got a lot of minutes off the bench who are stepping up and playing well. West High will need to get the ball inbounds here on this inbounds play.
Zacharias will inbound it. Looking for an outlet, top of the key, and is stolen away by Littlefield. Littlefield back the other way. On the right wing, guarded by Logan Cook, drives baseline, and they're going to call a foul on the floor on Logan Cook.
Well, that hurts if you're West High. Again, anytime you have that three-point lead and possession, and they can't get the ball in bounds and try to throw a deep pass, and Waukee doing a great job of denying the entry passes, and they get the steal.
Littlefield will inbound at top of the key to Corbett. Rebecca Corbett, left side for Neiman. Yori Neiman, right side, Littlefield, three on the way from the right wing, and she knocks it down and ties the game. And now a timeout called by Waukee with 1:43 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll step aside for 60 seconds, 38 all, 1:43 to go. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
1:43 remaining in the game. Iowa City West in the backcourt. Lauren Zacharias gets the inbound pass. 38 all. The 3-6 game here in Des Moines. Kaylin Morgan across half court for West. On the right wing, hands off to Lauren Zacharias between the circles. 90 seconds remain.
Okay.
And now B.J. Mayer
has dropped back to the 2-3 zone. This could be a minute and 24 seconds of West dribbling the ball and taking the last shot here. Well, Waukee seems content to play back. They're now finally sliding someone out.
Now Neiman, right wing. Neiman steps out, right wing. It's Morgan back to Zacharias. Left side for Hinker. Hinker back to Zacharias. 1:05 remaining. Zacharias on the left wing back to, Hinker to Zacharias. Inside of a minute to play. We're tied. Okay. Right wing, Kaylin Morgan. No. Morgan dribbles out of trouble. Goes to the basket, right hand layup, up and good. 48 seconds remaining. West has a 2-point lead.
Not sure that's the shot they want, but again, a tough shot by Morgan. Again, some contact there. Again, no call. About a 5-8-foot floater going forward, but it got it to go down. It takes courage to look for their shot in that opportunity. Kaylin Morgan stepped up.
27 seconds remaining. Corbett, top of the key, gives off to Littlefield with 23. Littlefield guarded by Morgan, top of the key, dribbles to the left of the lane, goes up and gets fouled, and I think it was on the floor.
It'll be on the floor. Now that's only the fifth team foul
for
West.
So not a bad foul there for
West. With 16.7 seconds, and again, we talked in the City High game as well. City High had a foul to give. Awful tough to coach that per se, but 16.7 seconds left. It is an option. Obviously, you don't want to foul in the act of shooting.
Inbound, baseline inbound play, top of the key. It's Neiman to Littlefield between the circles. Morgan in her face. Littlefield on the left wing. Dribble short corner. She gets fouled on the floor once again.
On the floor.
On the floor. On the floor. Waukee fans celebrate, but it was on the floor. So 9.5 seconds remaining. And another baseline inbound play upcoming for Waukee. And this time, West doesn't have a foul to give.
No, they do not. So, again, just have to play good defense on Littlefield here. Nope, timeout.
And B.J. Mayer calls a full timeout. We're going to stay right here.
Well, again, this is where you got to talk about it. Waukeel inbounds underneath their own basket. The thing about Littlefield, we mentioned, you know, the leading scorer in Waukee history, but also the leading assist person in Waukee women's basketball history. So, obviously, you have to anticipate the ball going to Littlefield. But if she attacks the basket and you give too much help, you know, again, will she dump it off? So West High obviously talking. I wouldn't anticipate West would change anything up. They, you know, they've played man all season. Rarely we see them play anything else. I don't think they would change up. I don't believe that they've been playing 2-3 zone out of inbounds plays underneath their own basket. So, again, it'll be just interesting to see both ways what West High chooses to do defensively.
Another nail biter here at the state tournament. It was a day of blowouts in the first day I was here on Monday. Today, it has been close game after close game. 40-38 West lead. Inbound play underneath their own basket for Waukee. Rebecca Corbett will inbound the ball for the Warriors. Corbett slaps the ball, sets the offense. Gets it top of the key to Hartman between the circles. Hartman on the left wing for Neiman. Goes up with the right hand. Her shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Kaylin Morgan. And she is fouled with 1 second left. And now, nope, they're going to put time back on the clock. So 1 second left. Kaylin Morgan is going to step to the free throw line.
Well, again, good defense by West High. They kept the ball from Littlefield. She didn't get the shot. Not a bad look for Waukee, but Morgan, a great job going after the rebound. Now, obviously, in high school basketball, I don't believe there's any television or reviewer thing. So
is this just sort of a game? I mean, there was 0.9 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
So Morgan is going to step to the line for two. If she makes them both, it's over.
Oh, that's not a Waukee. So West High has to inbound. So if
you're, that's the sixth team foul.
Yeah, that's only the sixth team foul. Now, this
is
tough because you almost want to throw it at 0.9 seconds. You want to. I think, again, Coach Mayer takes the timeout because you literally throw it. You don't want to try to inbound it under your own basket necessarily, because if you throw it literally three-quarters court, make sure you're throwing it at a West High player. Even if they don't catch it, 0.9 seconds, almost impossible to get a shot off.
That's the question for BJ Mayer, the head coach of Iowa City West. Is that the play? Do you put someone down on the baseline here? They're going to try, Waukee's going to try to deny the inbound pass. I think percentages-wise, if you inbound it underneath your own basket, there's more of a chance they get a quick steal and tie the game up with 0.9 seconds. However, if you launch it deep, Waukee, best case scenario, has a three-quarter court play shot to win it.
Well, and I'm certain Waukee will put size on the basketball, but again, that's one of the nice things about this big court. You know, you can go back a couple steps, and again, I'll be curious. I mean, I'm sure West will put people up close to the ball, but again, if you throw it basically to the opposite end free throw line, again, you just got to make sure it's a good pass, and even if you and West don't catch it,
it'll be tipped.
Leave Waukee no chance really to do much, so...
So Logan Cook is going to inbound the ball.
And that's they're not putting someone in height on the ball.
A full timeout is going to be taken by Waukee. So what we're going to do, we're going to step aside for 30 seconds. We'll be back with the final 0.9 seconds of this game. 40-38, the West lead. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
They step in.
40-38, the Iowa City West lead, 0.9 seconds left, and now Brianna Hartman is going to try to deny the inbound pass from Logan Cook, who steps up about 5 feet off the baseline.
She cannot run the baseline since they got the rebound there.
So Cook gets the ball, launches it deep, and it is caught by Coleman. A heave at the buzzer is short, and Iowa City West is moving on to the semifinals. A 40-38 gutsy victory for the women of Troy after they lose one of their best players in Rachel Saunders to injury in the first quarter. BJ Mayer's crew is headed for a date with West Des Moines Valley, a rematch of a contest that took place earlier this season. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds and be back with our post-game show. You've been listening to high school basketball on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Sports fans, this is the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Wednesday night report against the spread. 28-1 run, 97% winners. NBA confirms. Cleveland Boston lock of the year. Guaranteed to win, and it's yours free on the all-new recorded message phone. Call 1-800-638-3411. Washington Toronto is a best bet winner for free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. College basketball, 5 best bets, 7-0. 7-0 big win. Wednesday toll-free recorded message, 1-800-638-3411. No salesman, no secretaries. I'm red hot, and I will crush your man for free. 1-800-638-3411. Cleveland Boston lock of the year, guaranteed to win, and it's free on a recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. 7-0. 7-0 free or the season free. Call 1-800-638-3411.
Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Isaiah Ono-Fillard of the boys team at Iowa City West celebrating with the girls team, who has advanced to the semifinals of the Class 5A state tournament with a 40-38 victory over the Waukee Warriors. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. And Eric, it was the second heart-stopping game of the day for us. This time Iowa City West, our local team, pulls out a victory over Waukee, and they did it. And I keep mentioning this, Rachel Saunders went out with an injury. It kind of they started off well. They got off to an 11-4 start, and the win kind of got sucked out of them at the end of that first half. When Rachel Saunders went out, they found the offensive rhythm in the second.
Well, we talked again about depth, and Kaylin Morgan obviously had to step up and play major minutes. Kaylin hit the game winner, was defending Carly Littlefield, doing a great job there, got the last rebound there for West High, end up scoring 9 points for West High. Again, obviously a low-scoring ball game, 40-38. I had Lauren Zacharias with 5. Rachel Saunders hit that early 3 before the injury. Maddie Hanker hit a big 3 late in the ball game for her only basket. Logan Cook, 13 points. Emma Cook, I think, was 5-for-6 from the free throw line with 7 points. And then Kaylin Morgan with that game winner had 4 baskets, 1 3-pointer, 9 points for West High's 40 points.
And we talked about how ironic is it? We talked about Kaylin Morgan after Lauren Zacharias comes out, because Kaylin Morgan all year has been the spark plug defensively off the bench, kind of gives Zacharias a breather. You really don't lose much defensively. It's offensively, Rachel Saunders off the bench. It's offensively where Rachel Saunders has a leg up a little bit on Kaylin Morgan, who's a sophomore kind of coming into her own. How ironic is it that she hits the game winner?
Well, again, I mean, that's no fear.
Absolutely.
And obviously coming from an athletic family, the Morgan family, and, you know, she just did a great job, although all the kids did. Like I say, it would have been easy to kind of hang your head a little bit and almost start the what if, you know, and the bad break, bad luck. Now, please, we're not doctors, so we're not going to assume anything with Rachel Saunders. But, again, she went out. She did try to go back into the ball game, literally could not go, took her into the locker room, and at halftime she came back out on crutches. And with ice on her knee. Now, we were kind of speculating something behind the knee, but the ice was in the front of the knee. So, again, we're not doctors. We won't speculate. we hope that she will be able to play. I mean, to put all the work into a long, long season to get to the state tournament, to win your first ball game. Valley, we saw them. They're a very talented ball club. You know, again, West would get them on a neutral floor here at the state tournament, which, you know, again, a very close ball game on Valley's floor. You'd like to think that West would have every opportunity to possibly get that game. But, again, it'll be an uphill battle without Rachel Saunders. Although, again, you know, they'll have a day and a half to kind of plot and plan and things from that standpoint. But still, you know, just – you know, all the intangible that Rachel Saunders brings to West High. But again, you know, Logan Cook, an outstanding game, 13 points, a lot of rebounds. Emma Cook, only one basket, but five free throws, a lot of rebounds. And defense, you know, we talk about Coach Mayer and his man-to-man defense, and, you know, they did a great job. Like the number of times they helped and recovered and forced Waukee into tough shots and literally limited. I only have Waukee, and I'm sure I missed some with, like, one offensive rebound. There might have been some team rebounds there, but, again, to keep Waukee off the offensive boards and limit them to just the one and done, you know, that's just a tribute to West High.
So West High, a 40-38 victor over the Waukee Warriors in the Class 5A quarterfinal. They move on to face West Des Moines Valley in the semifinals. That game will take place on Friday at 3:15 p.m., and you will be able to hear that on KGYM. We're going to get our schedule set for that day upcoming. We'll figure out Friday. Just stay tuned to our website, kgymradio.com, and we'll give you an idea when we know the matchups that we're going to have on our airwaves.
A lot of area teams still in play here, moving now. Everyone tomorrow will start all the semifinal ball games, and I don't want to go through. I'm missed, but Marion's still Center Point, Urbana, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, West High, Springville. So again, I'm thinking at least five of our coverage area teams still going. And please, I apologize if I missed anyone. They're just going off the top of my head.
Well, I've got it right here. So Springville tomorrow is going to take on Kingsley Pearson at 10 a.m. Scott Unash will have the call from right here tomorrow. And then Iowa City Regina is going to take on.
How did I forget Regina out of all that? I apologize.
Iowa City Regina is going to take on Western Christian tomorrow. Scott Unash will have the call on that one as well. And if I think that, Center Point Urbana will be taking the floor at 6:45 p.m. So we're going to have coverage all day here from the Wells Fargo Arena again.
Well, it's been a great day. A lot of good basketball, Alex. I greatly appreciate it. I was very fortunate to be able to come down and do these games. It's a great environment to sit courtside at the well and do 5A basketball. And I know you had a lot of fun on Monday doing, three games. And we got a lot of basketball yet to play here in Des Moines.
We got a lot more. So for David Schulte, for Eric Peterson, this is Alex Kuhn signing off from the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. 40-38, Iowa City moves on to the semifinals. You've been listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.